Alright, we just... Okay, we just discussed the machlokes. Guys. We just discussed the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Once again, Rabbeinu Tam over the two shkias. The first one is not halachically significant. And only 58 and a half minutes later is there's shkia halachically. And 13 and a half minutes later, it says a kochav. As opposed to the Gra, shkia is sundown. 13 and a half minutes is already nighttime vade. So there's a 58 and a half minute gap between Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Now, halacha l'maisa, you see from over here, see Beis, which I'll read right now. Yesh omrim shetzarech lahosif michol al kodesh. There are those who say that you have to add michol al kodesh. You have to add satayim michol al kodesh. It's a beautiful concept. You want to add more kedusha to your day. Or more add to kedusha Shabbos. Not like the people who are trying to run out of Shabbos as quickly as possible. You want to add to Shabbos to try and add to your Shabbos. Uzman tosavis zehu. This time is tosavis mitzchias hashkia. Starts from the beginning of shkia. She'en hashemesh nearest ala aretz zman ben hashmashos. Vazmano zeh. So this man tosavis starts from the beginning of shkia, which is shkia rishona. She'en hashemesh nearest ala aretz, where you're not going to see the shemesh at all. Aren't we sundown? Ad zman ben hashmashos, until the zman ben hashmashos. So who do you see right now? The first of the mechaber's passing like. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. He's the one who, that's when Zman Tosevet Shabbos starts, when? After sundown. According to the Gra, you already had to do Tosevet Shabbos. So the Zman Tosevet Shabbos already starts at sundown until Vazman Azeu Shlosha Milan Revia. It's 58 and a half minutes. You have this whole extra 58 and a half minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to do Tosevet Shabbos. Rotos Lasa Zakulo Tosevet Osev. If you want to do the whole time of this 58 and a half minutes Tosevet, you could do it. Also, if you want to do part of the time, you can do it. It will be vad she yosef ezes man she avada yom michol al kodesh. As long as you do some time, you add on from chol to kodesh. The shir zman ben hashmashos who give mo ravai mil. According to both Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, hold that the time of actual ben hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes. This Rabbeinu Tam starts 58 and a half minutes later. She hey mahalech elav v'chamesh mils ames koman alayla. And the Ramah adds, "Im rotz lahakti makabel of Shabbos, and we plug him in chaveilech harishus biyadim." If one wants to accept upon himself Shabbos already from plaga mincha, meaning he's saying you don't have to wait for sundown to do, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to accept Shabbos, you can already do it way earlier. When is that? From plaga mincha veilech harishus biyadim to accept Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, the Ramah is saying it's only from plaga mincha. Before plaga mincha, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Kod and Kaf Hey, it is also in Makabal Shabbos. It's not a Kabbal Shabbos. If you accept to find yourself Shabbos at 11 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Only after Plaga Mincha. Only after Plaga Mincha. Okay, now back to Halacha L'maaseh. Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. The Machaber over here, in the Machaber in many places, Rav Nevental Nahara over here, mentions that it could be that in one place, the Rabbeinu Tam and Yoredeh, does not pass that the mechaber does not pass like Rabbeinu Tam, but in this place and in many other places, the mechaber shita is a paskins like shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That means only it's 72 minutes after sundown is seitz of kochavim, 58 and a half minutes after sundown is shkia. Okay, that's how the mechaber paskins. At sundown is shkia alf is sundown. 58. Shkia Aleph is sundown. Yeah. That's when the sun goes down.
Yes.
58 and a half minutes later is Shkia Beis. That is Shkia according to... Right. Right. That starts Ben Hashmashos. Yes. And then 13 and a half minutes later it says Yoko Chabot. That's the Mechaber Paskins. And there are Chassidim, as I heard Robert Berger says, shame, the Klosenberg Chassidim, that they Paskin even a lot like Rabbeinu Tam, Lekulo Lechomros, everything. That means they could have their pictures of taking pictures of sundown on Erev Shabbos. They could take because it's not Shabbos day according to them. They pass like Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Mishnah, we already read the Ber Halacha, said a very strong Lashon, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kadin Kav Gimel has a very strong Lashon. He says, Aval Harbe Mir Shram Svirlu the Gamma Gra, he's Kim Lashitasam, the Ben Hashmashos Matchel take up Akar Tchilas Shkia. Ben Hashmashos starts right after sundown. Hainu, Misha, Shachamin, Chasamin, Hinu. Right when the sun goes down, that is Shkia. One line down. Lufiza yesh lizar meod shelo lasas malacha achar shacham in chasem einenu. You should be careful not to do malacha after sundown. But feel malachas mitzvah even for a mitzvah. Kol malachas neiros asu the Shabbos. Gan ken yizar meod bigmar kabagas kolim shetish gachama yachachu bilchal ben shmashos. So you see over here the Mishnah Berurah saying that even though the machar passes like a greater time on erev Shabbos, because you have to remember, Rabbeinu Tam and the Grah, neither is a kula or a chumra. And one side they're both a kula and one side they're a chumra. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is a kula on erev Shabbos because you can do malacha all the way up to here, but he's a chumra on motzi Shabbos. They have to end Shabbos much later. Okay, sorry for the technical difficulties. Okay, the motzi Shabbos. So motzi Shabbos, so what should come out is halach lamaisa, it should be the mechaber is passing, and the Ramah is seemingly most masculine, that you have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam on motzi Shabbos. You have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam on motzi Shabbos. That's who he's passing. However, the line they read in the Bir Halacha before said Mufurish, and this is Pashut. And this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe in Chelek Aleph. Chelek Dalet Simon Samach Beis. That, remember, Rabbeinu Tam was talking about a specific area in the world. But the Gemara already tells us that when there's three stars out, the Gemara says three middle-sized stars. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmer for small stars. We should be machmer for small stars. When three small stars are out, it is nighttime. It's Laila Vada. Therefore, if there are three stars out, even Rabbeinu Tam is going to tell you it is Vada Laila. It's Vada Laila. Therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, this is where they get, that's where they get this mantra. He made his own cheshbon, and he came out with, at 50 minutes after Shkia in America, 50 minutes after Shkia, is Vaday Laila. If you look up at the sky at 50 minutes, it is just as dark it's going to be at 12 o'clock at night. Therefore, at 50 minutes, one can be Mekel, and he's saying, you're even filling Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is not the Gra. 50 minutes is not the Gra. 50 minutes, you're even filling Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, you could be Mekel, you could end Shabbos 50 minutes afterwards. 50 minutes. He says 50 minutes. 5-0 after Shkia. 50 minutes after Shkia. And this is what all shuls in America do. That's when they hold Shabbos. People who want to be machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, that is a chumrah. That's a big chumrah. It's a very big chumrah. Well, not to be machmer, it's a good thing for Yerim Shemayim, but that means they're adding on, even though Ramash is saying Mikra Din, you're filling even Rabbeinu Tam Shita, they want to wait 72 minutes, so they wait 72 minutes. But Mikra Din, 50 minutes is fine. Corner of Moshe Feinstein.
Remember they do 72 minutes.
Shh. Are they doing a steer?
No. No, because we're being machmer on both sides on Isser. We're passing. We're not going like the Grah. They said to be machmer for the Grah. To be machmer, to be choshish for the Grah on Erev Shabbos. What is it? 50 minutes. 50 minutes. Hashemesh money. Therefore, that's a lot. In America, it's like this. In America, is the lacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. Lacha is Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, Motzi Shabbos, you have to hold it. The Chumra Rabbeinu Tam, or Moshe Feinstein says 50 minutes, is even Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. On Erev Shabbos, the lacha should have been like Rabbeinu Tam, but the Mishnah Berurah, the koach of many Rishonim, and Misuri Karis, and Misuri Daraisa says, you have to be choshish for the grah, and therefore, that's what you have to do. That's the lacha in America. In Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is exactly the opposite. And Eretz Yisrael developed like the Grah. The Talmud and the Grah were the first ones in Eretz Yisrael. And they developed many of the Menagim, especially in Yerushalayim, but even also in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Me'ikar did in Eretz Yisrael, we paskin like the Grah. The Grah is Halach Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in Erev Shabbos, Vadai, you have to be Makar for the Grah. It's not a Chumra, it's Me'ikar did. And Chas V'Chalila ever, Eretz Yisrael past sundown to do anything in Malach. Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos were the exact opposite. So just like the America and Chutzart, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to should be Machmer for the Grah on Erev Shabbos. So on Motzei Shabbos, we have accepted by ourselves also to be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, where do we get? We don't wait 72. So just like Rav Moshe Feinstein in America made a cheshbon, the Chazon Ish made a cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael. He made the same type of cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael, but the days are, the shkia goes a little quicker over here. Therefore, his cheshbon is 37 minutes. 37 minutes after shkia is vaday laila, even quarter of the time, and one can do milach. Walking in Melacha. You could daven Marav even earlier. You could daven Marav earlier. You could daven Marav or Noah Gener Yisrael 18 and 20 minutes, that's fine. As long as you don't do any Melacha until 37 minutes. That's why most Minyanim, most Ikramanim wait till about 35 minutes to start Marav. And then they go ahead and make sure that they don't chasam do any malacha. That is halacha ma'isa. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and America. America, the ikar is like Rabbeinu Tam, or machmer like the Gra on Erev Shabbos, and therefore that's halacha on Erev Shabbos, and machmer for Rabbeinu Tam on Motzei Shabbos, and we don't do malacha until 37 minutes afterwards. Okay, that's all explaining halacha ma'isa about Erev Shabbos. Now to our din, to Tosefet Shabbos. Therefore, what's the din in Tosefet Shabbos? So it comes out very nice. In Eretz Yisrael, halacha is like the Gra. Therefore, at least 2 minutes after, better be accepting upon yourself Shabbos. We'll soon get to how do you accept upon yourself Shabbos. So at least 2 minutes, 3 minutes, a corner of Nemzal, some say even 12 minutes, one should be accepting upon himself Shabbos. In America, so it comes out interesting. Because really, the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, you're fulfilling Tosefet Shabbos during this whole 58 and a half minute period. Being machmer for the Gra, you really are Mekayim Tosefet Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam. Does everyone see that? You're accepting Shabbos, you have to be machmer like the Gra in America, and you're accepting Shabbos already all the way over here at sundown, you're for sure way accepting Tosefet Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam. So you're Mekayim that mitzvah of Shabbos. So really big or din in America, so long as you're Mafresh and Malachi, you accept upon yourself Shabbos and Shkia, you're Mekayim really the din of Tosefet Shabbos big or din. Nevertheless, you see from Moshe Feinstein's Shuvah in Chelak Aleph, I think it's Chelak Aleph since Sadivov, that he says you should be Macher even 2 minutes before the time of the Gra. Until the time of the Gra. And that can do that, but nevertheless, if he didn't, he's still Mekayim according to Rabbeinu Tam, which we all do, make our din. But remember, Tosefet Shabbos we hold as a mitzvah d'oraisa. So you want a Mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, now, halakas neiros. Halakas neiros. Where do we get these halakas? What are the times of halakas neiros? Let's start with America. Halakas neiros, when is halakas neiros in America? It's 18, somewhere between 18 and 20 minutes. 18 to 20 minutes before Shkia, before sundown, 18 to 20 minutes before. Where is the chal? Why that time? So, if you look to the end of that Bir Halacha, he brought down Shitas Yerayim. Shitas Yerayim is, he's got third Shitas. This is the Gra, this is Rabbeinu Tam, and really, Yerayim is the most Machmer on Erev Shabbos. He holds 13 and a half minutes, even before sundown, you should already have Nisr Malacha. That's all, if you hold 13 and a half minutes, if there's an 18-minute meal. But some say there's a meal is a 24-minute meal. And therefore, 24-minute meal, if you hold 3/4, so that is 18 minutes. And therefore, the Moshe Feinstein claims that that's the makor why they made 18 minutes in America, and why some places 20 minutes. Fill in why? To get Tosefet Shabbos. Tosefet, the 2 minutes of Tosefet. That's why they get 18 and 20 minutes. But really, Mikra, then we do not pass in like the Urayim. Rav Nevinsel says the same Rosh Hashanah Zalman Aruch. You do not have to be choshish for the Urayim halacha lemaitse, even though the Bir halacha sounds like you should be choshish for the Urayim. Nevertheless, you don't have to be. And therefore, after halachas neiros, which is 18, 20 minutes, a man who did not light candles, his wife lit candles, you're still allowed to do malacha. 18 minutes before Shkia is still 2 to 3 minutes before Shkia. Therefore, really after halachas neiros, you can get in your car and drive to Shul. It's very interesting. In that tshuva, Moshe Feinstein says that somebody started bothering and said, they said the Amaratzim don't know the halacha. And they went to Moshe and said, how could you drive in your car after halachas neiros? It's usher. And he says, it's not usher. But Moshe writes, even though it's completely mutter, he stopped doing it. He stopped driving in his car anymore. And this chashash that he was being over, he says, it's not marasai. He explains why, so he goes, the whole chashash, why it's not marasai. Marasai is only when you're really possibly doing something wrong. Over here, it's vade mutter. Anyways, it's a very interesting tshuva over there. Ayin Sham. And in Eretz Yisrael, or at least in Yerushalayim, the minig is 40 minutes. The minig is 40 minutes in Yerushalayim. What is that? So Rosh Zalman Orbach says the reason for that, nothing to do with the cheshbonos, is like this. There's a time that they had that a woman could light candles, the husband could be there for halakas neiros with his wife, still have time to go to mincha, daven mincha b'tzibur, and still have time to accept themselves to Tosefet Shabbos. That's why they made 40 minutes. Because it's going to be 18 minutes, you can't be with your wife 18 minutes, then get to shul, daven mincha, still have Tosefet Shabbos, it's too quick. Therefore they made everything in. Everyone did a different minhag. Okay. Tosas and Ksubas writes that Tosavet Shabbos is not like Shabbos Mamish. Why? He proves over there that, for instance, it's Isser Malacha. There's a mitzvah asay to accept it upon yourself, an Isser Malacha, before Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos Begamer. The example that Tosas brings over there is on Yontif. When you accept upon yourself Yontif, there's really no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif during Tosefes Yontif. Okay? Therefore, as Roberta's fleshes out, it kind of sounds like over there that really it's still Friday, but you accept the sign yourself in Esser Malacha. And therefore, he thinks, really, Maker, then you should still be able to daven Mincha after you accept upon yourself Shabbos, because it's not really Shabbos. However, Halacha L'maisa, after one accepts Shabbos, we pass him, you're not allowed to daven Mincha. You're not allowed to daven Mincha after accepting Shabbos. What if one, by accident, accepts upon himself Shabbos, and then realizes, oy vey, I forgot to daven Mincha before Shkia? Not Shkia yet. An hour before Shkia accepts upon himself Shabbos, he wants to have a long Shabbos, and he realizes he forgot to daven Mincha. So, there's a big din. Shmir Shabbos brings down this din. Many people talk about this din. What is Tosavet Shabbos midin neder? Is like telling yourself upon yourself a neder that you accept upon yourself early Shabbos? Or is it some other din? Nafka meaning being, can you do Ataras Nedarim? Could you do Ataras Nedarim after accepting upon Shabbos? And therefore, if one accepts upon himself Shabbos early, forgot to daven Mincha, if you hold it's like a neder, you can go to three people, and be matter your neder, you can daven Mincha, and then accept Shabbos if again upon yourself. Halach L'maisa, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach seems to be mistopic in Shmir Shabbos. If you want to know where it is, you can look it up in Shmir Shabbos, above Ha'ar Yud Aleph. However, Rav Nevin Salt, in the Be'ezrat Hashem Sefer coming up, he writes, and he also told me about Peh also, that you could be Mako by Ataras Nedarim, you could do Ataras Nedarim and still daven Mincha and then accept upon yourself Shabbos again. A husband can be made for his wife's nether if the law of the lachas of that applies. I don't want to get into that now. Rav Nevin Salt in the Dira Masal Udi Dan on the next page, on page Lama Dalad, writes that if you're in a shul that is not going to daven Mincha, we talked already about if they're going to daven Mincha after Shkia, for sure you're not allowed to daven to them, especially on Erev Shabbos. He says, not only that, if they're going to finish Mincha, you're only going to finish your Shemone Esrei within the 2 minutes. You're not going to make Tosavet Shabbos. Better not to daven Mincha at all. Daven two Maariv and get Tosavet Shabbos. Why? Tosavet Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. We hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you want to look, it says b'makom she'ino ortar lifnei Shkia yitpal Mincha afilo biyachidus v'yisamin kama dakot lifnei Shkia. You should finish a couple minutes before Shkia. Okay. So that means better to Tosavet Shabbos. So important. Better to Tosavet Shabbos than to daven Mincha. Just daven two Maariv afterwards. That's what we do. Obviously, don't get into that case if you don't have to. Okay. That is what I want to cover in Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis. We have a few minutes. I just need to get and is something much pressing. They don't understand.
Did Rav Moshe hold 50 minutes including Shavuos Nadias also?
I believe that's Shavuos. 50 minutes. I believe so. Okay. Siv Gimel. Misheino Baki Bishir Zeh. Someone's not a Baki in the Shir of when exactly it started Shabbos. Yadlik below the Shabbos Barosha Ilanos. He should light candles while the sun is still in the top of the trees. Vime Yom Mu'unan, if it's a cloudy day. Shvila Korah Mivod Yom. He should light while the Tarnagolim were sitting on the board. Mivod Yom. I guess that was a sign. That so it was close to dark time. If he's in the field, there's no tarnagolim. Change that tarnagolim. Yadik she'orvim yoshim be'odyom. He should delight when the ravens are sitting be'odyom. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kav Zayin that v'adin k'sheish lo morashos shalich b'tov yodel yizayim atayav. When you have a clock, morashos is a clock. If you have a clock and it's a good clock that keeps the right time, you're allowed to be sumach on the clock and accept Shabbos when according to the clock when sundown is. Okay, and Siv Dalid. Achar Nias Borchu. After one answers Borchu to Maariv, Afal Pisha Dain Yomu. Daytime, Ein Maarvin, Vein Tomnin. All the things that we mattered over there in Sif Aleph become Aser. Like we said before, once you accept Shabbos with the Tzibor through Borchu, through Mizor Shili on Shabbos, and all those things become Aser. Even things that are only Midrabanan become Aser. Mishum Daha Kabbalah Shabbos Aloy. He accepted upon Shabbos on him. And according to us, have Amiras Minyan Borchli do. or in us that we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, that's also like a Kabbalah Shabbos. And therefore you already accept Shabbos at Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Kaf Ches explains. Five lines in. Uba Mechaber L'Hashmi'enu. Mechaber is coming to teach us Da Filo Osan Dvarim She'etiru B'Ben HaShmashos. That our Mutter B'Ben HaShmashos could go in Eruv V'Chatzeres V'Atmana, like to set an Eruv Chatzer and to do Atmana to wrap your pot. Do B'Bade L'Tzorach Shabbos. It's for sure L'Tzorach Shabbos. V'Uad Din Kol Shvus Ru L'Tzorach Mitzah. And any Isser D'Rabbanan that's for Tzorach Mitzah. Afilu Hachi Osir Kan. It's going to be also over here. V'Atam. The reason is Kaven the kibol lav Shabbos beferish. Since he accepted upon him Shabbos beferish, Ashu zman harbe kodem zman ben hashmashos. Even though it's much before ben hashmashos, chomer mi ben hashmashos bli kabbalah. It's even more machmer than ben hashmashos without accepting Shabbos. Then skip ahead to the brackets. Va'ayim beber alacha b'shem harbe achorim shekatvu. The dafka yidei borchu shukabal shabbos. If you did borchu or mizor shel yom haShabbat with the tzibur, when you accept the Shabbos with the tzibur, then it's machmer and you, all those things are awesome. But if it's just a yachid who accepts upon himself Shabbos, mi ba'od yom, before shkia, lo chomer mi ben hashmashos, then it's not more machmer ben hashmashos, and therefore, halacha l'maase, if you accept Shabbos, then all those things are aser, and even shvuses, letzorach mitzvah, become aser, but if you accept your Shabbos by yourself, as a yachid, then those things do not become aser. It's just like the dinim that we saw in Sif Aleph by Ben Hashmashos. So, Lach L'maisa, there I came up with at least five different ways to accept Shabbos. Okay? 2 or 3 minutes. How do you accept Shabbos? Some are mentioned over here already. Just let's start for one. When a woman lights Hadlakas Neros, for there, it's like accepting Shabbos without getting into that's for most times, it's, oh, that's accepting Shabbos for her. She's already accepted Shabbos when she does Halakas Neros. We'll get to more into that in Dinei Halakas Neros. The second way is the Baruch Hu. Number two, same Baruch Hu with the Tzibur, it's accepting Shabbos. Number three, even before that time, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat would do it. Number four, the Mishnah Berurah over here in the end of Lamed Aleph writes the last line of the page, V'katav B'Sefer Derech Chochma, do a din. V'mekomo shonogin lomar l'chadodi. In the places that they say l'chadodi, l'boi chala, havi Kabbalah Shabbos mamish. That's also Kabbalah Shabbos. So, even before we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, when you say boi chala, that's also accepting Shabbos. So, Baruch Hu Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, boi chala, all those are accepting upon yourself Shabbos. And as long as you do that, before the time where you have to, 2 minutes before Shkia, 2 to 3 minutes before Shkia, you fulfill the mitzvah. But the problem is, in most places, unless you're making early Shabbos, most times you're going to end up saying that stuff already after Shkia. And therefore, if they're doing it after Shkia, one has to be makbid to do it himself. He has to himself accept upon himself Shabbos. How does one accept upon himself Shabbos? So some people hold it's good enough to say, already makabalai Shabbos. I accept upon myself Shabbos. However, if Nevinsal, Idan, brings out Mashem the Ritva, that one, it's not good enough to say, I read him a Kabbalah Shabbos, I accept upon myself Shabbos. You have to say, I accept upon myself Shabbos Kodesh. You have to mention Kedusha Shabbos. And if one says, I read him a Kabbalah Shabbos Kodesh, I accept upon myself Shabbos Kodesh, then it is a Kabbalah Shabbos for him, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah to Shabbos Shabbos, it's Shabbos at that point for him. And this is what anyone ever davens in Beit Knesset Ramban. Ramban and Erev Shabbos, they daven Mincha, and immediately after Mincha, before Kabbalah Shabbos, which is well before Shkia, it's usually about 10 minutes, 15 minutes before Shkia still, maybe even 20 minutes, Rav Nevinsal gets up and he says, out loud, Hareini Mekabalai Shabbos Kodesh. He's saying it out loud in order for people to also, to remind people also to accept upon themselves. It's a good thing to do, and sometimes they try to do it here. Most times also in Yeshiva, we end up davening Kabbalah Shabbos after Marv. After Shkia, and therefore one should be doing these things in order to make sure that he's going to accept upon himself Shabbos and fulfill his mitzvah del Raisa of taking in Shabbos early before Shabbos. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.